How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
All righty, we're on. And, well, thank goodness we've reached another weekend. The end of the week, Friday night broadcast of the program. And we have scheduled, at least for the first hour, depending on how interesting he gets tonight, Wolfgang, who, of course, is no stranger to us, and you know him. He runs InYourFace.tv. He runs a myriad of services, music, and, of course, Internet services that are trying to rock the New World Order. And he has the latest, may I use the term, scheme? I don't know. But anyway, I don't mean that in a negative sense. But he has a plan for, an alternative money supply, real money, real honest money and banking. And it's an alternative to the Fed. See how far we get with that, huh? I don't know. But let's welcome him to the program. Let's say hello to Wolfgang.
Hi, Rick. How's it going tonight?
All right. You are going to spend some time with us a little bit tonight, see how far we can go in getting some answers to questions that arise from your plan, your monetary plan, your banking plan, intrastate, from state to state, within the boundaries. And I'm going to have you tell us why and how and wherefore and all of that other good stuff, all right?
All right. Sounds good to me.
How's that? Very good. All right. Now, let's start off by, first of all, telling people, we know who you are. Tell us a little bit about, Wolfgang, why you picked this particular avenue of approach.
Well, because I saw the virtual dead end the Patriot movement was going in the court system.
Uh-huh.
And from firsthand experience in the court system and watching all my friends fail miserably with Title 42 actions and all these other things that they were throwing at the courts and the virtual resistance we were getting from the court system itself, they weren't taking our constitutional arguments, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody out there listening to this program knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Quite predictable, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So
I figured, well, we have to have a new angle, a different approach, something they're going to listen to, something they can't refuse, something that we control completely. And what I call my scheme, whatever you want to call it, is giving the straw man a brain. And the reason I say that is a lot of people out there in the Patriot movement know exactly what the straw man is. You've heard that term before, Rick, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. The way that I do it is to capture your intellectual property and secure it with a UCC-1 financing statement, and you, in effect, give your straw man a brain. Because the straw man has no substance without a brain.
This sounds fabulous. This sounds really substantive. I know there's a lot of people out there that have no brain, right from the top down in Washington. So this should be very interesting. All right, stay with me. We're going to take our first break. We'll be back to give him some Q&A, some questions for Wolfgang and his plan. And we will do that when we come back. And we'll take calls a little bit later. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, we're back with Wolfgang, and Wolfgang, start from the beginning. Now, you tell me about the brain. Tell me about the brain and how it works.
All right. It's called intellectual property.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody out there has a $1 million idea. At least that's what we've been told. And looking around at all the people that I know, I think it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody out there has some sort of invention or an idea that if it was put into the marketplace, it would be profitable for them. But they have to secure it in such a way that they can raise the capital to proceed with either research and development or bringing that to the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a method on how to do that. And what I've discovered in the last 10 years, this has taken a lot of research, a lot of time on my part to put it together. Anybody out there can go to Google right now and type in intellectual property as collateral. And they will come up with a whole bunch of websites that describe exactly what I'm talking about. So this is not just some fanciful thing that I just dreamed up. 85% of the business in the United States right now is based on intellectual property.
As collateral.
As collateral.
Which really means what? That your property, your intellectual property has a physical asset? A physical asset?
It is a physical asset. It can be monetized, and there is a way to do that.
Hmm. Now, how do you do that? Tell us, Wolfgang.
The way that you do that is you do an inventory of the intellectual property that you have, and once you find out what you actually own, like, if you have copyrights or actual patents or trademarks that you own yourself,
mm-hmm.
you finance them or secure them with a UCC-1 financing statement. And almost everybody I talk to in the Patriot movement knows exactly what a UCC-1 financing statement is.
Well, not everybody knows.
Okay, it's a national form that bankers use to secure property.
Mm-hmm.
If you look on line number 4 on the national form, it says, describe which property or which collateral you're using. On that space, mm-hmm. you put in your intellectual property and you list all your ideas, your inventions, or if you do have actual patents that are registered, you write them in there so that you can secure them. The next step you do, and I'd like to pre-qualify this by saying I'm not a lawyer. I'm not given legal advice. This is just my experience and what I've done in the last 10 years.
All right.
After you do that, after you have it registered at the Secretary of State's office as your intellectual property, you open up a trust account, a grantor trust, which is called in the banking community a special purpose vehicle. And anybody can search that on Google. They'll come up with a whole bunch of websites that deal with that also. Special purpose vehicle. The trust itself is an entity which is holding your intellectual property. The trust itself issues notes based on your intellectual property as collateral, and they can either sell it in the marketplace for value or hold on to it as an asset. Now, mm-hmm. if you're going to sell it in the marketplace, if you sell it in the marketplace, you have to be registered as a securities broker or have the securities themselves registered with a broker who's going to underwrite the deal and bring it to the marketplace, et cetera, et cetera. But the way I've done it is I have secured my own collateral, and I'm holding it in my own brokerage account, which is opened with a major bank as collateral. And what I'm going to do with that is I'm going to purchase United States Treasury notes from the Bureau of Public Debt, which is treasurydirect.gov,
mm-hmm.
in order to go into direct competition with the Federal Reserve in issuing the money supply to the United States.
To the United States?
For the United States of America, yes.
Now, but this would not be interstate, would it?
Yes, it would.
Now, how would you manage to do that without being shut down by the feds?
Well, because it's completely legal.
Well, you know, I'm thinking there's a lot of things we do legally,
right.
You know, and the federal government doesn't care at all about legality. It probably breaks the law more than any entity.
Right. I'm giving the United States Department of Public Debt the ability to issue more currency based on my collateral.
Mm-hmm.
Which the Federal Reserve itself actually does by issuing bonds in the open bond market.
Right, right.
So I can do the same thing with using my own collateral, which is my intellectual property. Are you following what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm following you.
Okay.
But it still seems rather abstract, I think. And I'm wondering whether it's another idea on paper that can be brought to fruition or whether it's something that actually is just pie in the sky. That I'm sure a lot of people are thinking. And I want people to call in and give us their thoughts on just how this thing could possibly work, how it really can take off or can't. Pro and con, you know, so we can grill you tonight, Wolfgang.
Well, that's what I want. I want feedback.
Good.
It's called the Commercial Book Entry System of the United States Public Treasury.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to treasurydirect.gov, you will look up Commercial Book Entry System, and you'll see that they do have a program there specifically designed for that.
Yeah, yeah. This is something you have put a lot of study into, as you said, You didn't just sit down a couple of nights ago and call in and say, I think I'm going to propose this. You have studied this for years, right?
Yes, I have.
And you I guess you figured that you'd study all the possibilities, all the pros and cons, the possible legal ramifications, and how the person listening now might be able to do such a thing.
Yes.
And I think it is intimidating to them at first. I mean, I may be wrong, but I'm saying, gee whiz, this is a whole new ball game for people who have never heard this before. And it sounds like you've got to do a lot of legal work, a lot of wrangling, and pay some fees and go to the Secretary of State, and you've got to register, and you've got to do this and that. Is it worth it? People are probably thinking that.
Oh, sure.
What do you do to convince the skeptics and people that aren't sure?
Well, what's our alternative? Our alternative is to live underneath like slaves and bow down to the Federal Reserve. This gives the ordinary average person out there with a good idea the ability to create their own capital.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are the makers of the capital.
Right.
They have to come to us, and our signature on any promissory note that we go into the bank to take a loan for is giving them the ability to create the capital. Why don't we do it for ourselves?
Well, it's a fair question, isn't it?
That's true. All right.
I mean, but look at what's happened to people who, for instance, like the Liberty Dollar. And look at the harassment that they have taken, others have taken, to try to compete with this paper money fiat system that's illegal.
That's true.
And they have they are fighting, but you know the powers of the state and the Gestapo in Washington, of course, is pretty powerful, pretty powerful. Now, how do you overcome that? How do you fight them when you know that even though you are correct, just like we did last night, we showed the legal system, the law school with George, and we did yeoman work, I think. He did, anyway, in explaining just how you can get back to the Constitution and do everything according to the law. And yet, there are people who do that and still wind up, as you know, in the slammer. They wind up in trouble because either they didn't do it right or it something that just, you know, the pen is mightier than the sword, and they wind up facing the state and a corrupt judicial system. So I'm just thinking all of these scenarios, you know, I'm thinking about them and wondering, how do you overcome them?
Well,
you know they're going to happen, you know that.
Well, we overcome it with the commerce side of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
Because all transactions are in commerce. So if we control the commerce of the United States,
mm-hmm.
then we control the outcome of the future and the destiny of our nation.
But now, we're going to have to see a vast number of people do this to make it, to really make a dent in the system, aren't we?
Sure.
And do you think that's feasible? Do you think that's possible?
Well, let's say if we had 1,000 people out there pledging $1 million of their own collateral, which is their intellectual property,
right.
1,000 times a million is how much?
You tell me. I haven't got my calculator.
That's about $1 billion worth of economy that we have created ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really
that
not
good. I'll take it.
That's really not that hard to do.
I'll take it. Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like it's worth a try. Anything is worth a try. And I think that this is something that needs to be explored. And I want listeners tonight in this hour to come up, come to the plate, and tell us whether they think they understand how to do it, whether they think it's worth it, they think it's feasible. Are they willing to give it a try, and the pros and cons? So we'll do that. We'll throw it out and pick your brain tonight. How's that, Wolfgang?
That's fine.
All right. He's willing to do it. He's a smart fella. And you can see he's very learned, very educated, and he's studied the issue. So 800-313-9443 is our number. Jump aboard and tell us what you think. On Uncensored Radio, Free America, with Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back now, and we're talking about intellectual property as collateral. How's that? And with me is Wolfgang from InYourFace.tv. And Wolfgang, so, you know, what we've proposed so far is, in theory, a very attractive idea. It's certainly worth putting into implementation. Where has this been done before, or has it been done yet? Has it been done in practice?
I'm doing it right now, yes. And there's a virtual websites set up for this called Securization.
What is it called?
Securization.
Securization?
Yes.
How do you spell it?
S-E-C-U-R-I-Z-A-T-I-O-N. Securization.
All right. Securization, all right.
The very famous one was David Bowie, if you know who that is.
David Bowie?
Yes.
Yes.
He put out something called Bowie Bonds. He raised $55 million based on his song catalog. The very famous Google website, they raised over $2 billion based on this. There's virtually hundreds and hundreds of companies that are doing it right now. Because we know what allodial title is. We know what land patents are for actual physical dirt, earth, property.
Yep.
But the intellectual property that comes from your brain does not need a patent from the United States government to allow you to continue.
Mm-hmm.
You create it yourself. Whatever you can conceive, you can achieve.
But how do we get from making bonds and making money, basically, you know, by selling the bonds, right? How do we get from there to an alternative monetary system? That's what I'm curious about. In other words, are we talking about an actual currency and as an asset?
Well, you can use the currency of the United States right now, which is a Federal Reserve note.
Yeah, we don't want to do that, though.
Right. Or you can use your own time as money system, your local currency, which we talked about the
yeah,
other night.
Yeah, right.
But this gives you operating capital.
That's it. I mean, you're getting the capital, but other than getting the capital, how do you implement an alternative currency? That's what I want to know. And not have to worry.
You use the alternative currency in your own county.
Mm-hmm.
You use the Federal Reserve notes in an interstate compact to order supplies or whatever you need to do so you can set up your local distribution for your time as money currency.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Yeah, I'm following you.
Okay.
But one thing you did bring us a little sample of the time is money concept the last time you called about a couple of weeks ago. For those who weren't listening then, I think you should go over it again. I think you should explain it, even for those who were listening, so they'll understand what exactly you're talking about with this concept.
Okay.
Time is money.
Your time is valuable. You can deposit your time into a time bank, which can be held as security for currency that you issue yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can set up one of these time banks in your own local county and issue scrip, is what it's called, S-C-R-I-P.
Yep.
And that is your own unit of trade in your local county.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody's willing to accept the scrip, then you've got it made, right?
That's true.
What if they're not?
Well, then that's up to the person. The person running the time bank has to do the footwork and educate the rest of the public it's worthy of their effort and their time to do this.
It comes back to the same principle of trying to convince and educate the American public that their so-called dollar really is almost worthless at this point, right?
Right. Well, if you look around, it's not real hard to convince people that their purchasing power is diminishing by the hour.
Right. That's right, because it's a corrupt money system.
Right.
Yeah. I think we'll all share knowledge in that. Most people understand that concept. They just are so used to the dollar bill being in their hands, they can't imagine yet what it would be like with another tender, another currency. And I don't call it money because it's not really within the definition of legal money, but it is currency. You can call it that, I guess.
Right.
If you'll agree with me on the definition.
Yes, it's actually a debt instrument if you go back to it.
That's exactly what it is.
And we can't really go back to gold and silver standard because it's just not feasible to have that amount of metal in circulation.
All right. Okay, we can dither with that too. All right, let's invite callers. Get on the line. You have a question. You have a comment. What do you think about this? This principle, there's a couple of principles here, and how do you feel about it? With our guest, Wolfgang, InYourFace.tv, Rick Adams with you, Radio Avenger, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Okay, we are back now on the program Uncensored Radio Free America, and I don't know if we have callers yet or not. I haven't spoken to my producer, but we'll find out in a minute or so if we have anybody yet that wants to take you up on this. I certainly have given you just a few questions, but I have more questions for you anyway.
That's fine.
the thing is, as you pointed out, the intellectual property, the selling of bonds, and all of that. Now, it varies from state to state, though, as to how you're going to set up your own, basically your own business, right?
Yes.
I mean, you're basically raising money for yourself, and anyone can do that, but you're going to the state, though, to do it, aren't you?
Well, you're going to the United States Treasury.
But you're also going to the Secretary of State, so aren't you really incorporating?
Well, the trust that you're setting up, your grantor mm-hmm. trust, is mm-hmm. not a incorporated entity. It's actually unincorporated. It's not a business trust.
Okay.
It's called the grantor trust.
Yep.
And that's totally different from being incorporated. But it is a special purpose vehicle or a special purpose entity.
Right.
That's a legal term for it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not really asking permission from the state to set that up. You're telling them that you have done this.
Right. You're informing them.
Right.
Okay. And you're on record. And what kinds of fees do you find involved in this? Are there any, or big ones or small ones?
Well, for the state of Minnesota where I did this was $20 to file the UCC-1.
Okay.
And I think that's pretty much standard all over the United States is a $20 or $25 filing fee, which most people can handle. And piping up the trust indenture itself, you can go to the local public library and type it in and type up your own documents yourself. There are templates out there that you can use. So we're talking like $35 to $40 total for all the documents that you need.
Yeah, you can go on the web and just go to your own secretary's office, but you can go to state from state to state as well.
Sure.
And check them out. All right. Okay, let's take a call. 800-313-9443. I have clearance. So let's talk to Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim. What do you think?
They're going tonight.
Oh, it's going okay, Jim. Now you're quite an intellectual fellow, and you've been around town. You understand money and monetary issues, and all of the latest maneuvers and techniques for trying to get the Patriot movement really on a solid financial footing. What do you think of Wolfgang's idea so far?
Well, it's a good plan, and it could work, except there's a couple of major fallacies in it. Number one is, like our founding fathers said when they established the republic, the continuation of the republic depends upon an informed citizenry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right away, this plan is down the tubes because we have no informed citizenry. Our citizenry don't even know the name of a neighboring state hardly. How are they going to know that we can kill this whole rotten system by doing this, when they don't even know the name of two or three states that are adjoining? You know, that's the problem.
Well, we already mentioned that, but what's the other problem, do you think, Jim?
Well, the other problem is, as Stalin replied when he was informed after the Second World War, immediately after, that the Pope would oppose him occupying and communizing Eastern Europe.
Huh.
He said, how many divisions does the Pope have?
Mm-hmm.
It's called power. You have no power. They have the power, and they do not relinquish that power. There's only one way they'll relinquish it. You know, as I forget who made the statement. It was either Stalin or Trotsky or Lenin or Trotsky or somebody said, all politics comes from the barrel of a gun.
Mao Zedong.
Was it Mao that said that?
Yes.
Okay, well, I knew he was one of the communists, so I wasn't too far off. But
no,
basically, that's the name of the game. The government has the power. The government has the guns. The people that run the government, and we know who they are, mm-hmm. they have the power and the guns, and they are not going to relinquish it because you have a point of law in your favor.
All right.
It don't happen that way.
Last night we discussed this with our guest, George, and we talked about doing everything within the law. If you know the laws, you know the Constitution, and you have them on your side, what's to stop you from doing this?
Are you talking to me or to your guests?
Yeah, both of you. But go ahead.
Well, what's to stop you is called Mr. Cheritov, and the Justice Department and the FBI and the whole federal government is going to stop you because they don't care what the law is. The law is what they say it is. I forget who the famous jurist was, says, sir, the law is an ass.
Mm-hmm.
That was his statement. It might have been Oliver Wendell Holmes, I think, but I'm not sure.
But I know the statement. Yes.
All right.
Let's have a little interface here with.
Okay. Fine.
Wolfgang, what do you think so far from what you've heard from Jim?
Well, I think he's correct on certain points that these people in power do not want to relinquish their power without a fight. But so far, my intellectual property as it stands right now, as it's registered at the Secretary of State in the state of Minnesota, it has a some certain value of $25 million. And nobody has come after me or tried to put me in jail for filing these documents.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, they have tried to throw me in jail for claiming the right that I had the Second Amendment to carry a 9mm. They did try to throw me in jail for that. In fact, they did.
And what was the result? You're not in jail anymore.
I'm not in jail anymore. I got the carry laws turned over in the state of Minnesota because of that case. It was very vocal and very out there in the public.
Mm-hmm.
But I went through a lot of misery, got thrown in jail, for stating I had a constitutional right to carry a handgun.
Well, look what happened to Rick Stanley.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But when I filed these documents saying that I had X amount of intellectual property, I didn't hear a peep from anybody. Nobody tried to come after me. Nobody tried to throw me in jail. Nothing.
Well, so, I mean, why is that? Is that because they accept it, or is that because they really haven't felt that you've managed to do any damage yet?
I think it's because they accept it. I'm playing the game the way they want things to work in commerce.
Right. Okay.
And I'm not really opposing them or giving them a big threat in doing my business this way.
All right, Jim, jump in here. What do you think?
Yeah, okay. If the major currency in Minnesota all of a sudden became the Wolfgang dollar, or Wolfgang as the Germans would pronounce it,
uh-huh.
If it became the major currency in Minnesota, he wouldn't last 5 minutes. I'm sorry to say. Because they got 12 million laws that they could bring against you under, from jaywalking to spitting on the sidewalk to anything they could possibly drum up on you.
Well, they've done
that. Believe me.
I've done that,
of course.
Wolfgang, haven't they?
Well, yeah, but they'll throw even more at them, you know?
Yeah.
Driving a horse and buggy without a red light on the rear.
Now, listen to this.
Okay, I'm getting an echo. But listen to this now, Jim. What if there are 1,000 Wolfgangs in this country doing it?
If there were 1,000 in Minnesota and people in Minnesota were throwing or trading their dollars in for the Wolfgang dollars, it might cause an upset, but they would crush it like you'd crush a bug. I'm sorry, but that's the way they operate. They allow no opposition. What do you think they're doing to, I know you've heard about Samuel Arian, which we, I talked to Mark Dankoff today about this. He had his wife on there. And what they've done to that man is, I mean, it's like Zundel and all the other people they've done to. I mean, these people, they have no morals or ethics. It's what works, and they have the power, and they'll do it. It doesn't matter if it makes any sense. It doesn't matter, that, you know, that it's moral or ethical or anything else. Nothing matters to them but power. They'll use the power when they have it, and they'll do it without question. I mean, this man's on a hunger strike. He's been, you know, I think he's lost 43 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't a big man to begin with, if you know about Sammy. And all he'd done was plead the Palestinian cause. But he rankled the people that control our government. And they're going to make a believer out of anybody that would even listen to him. And that's the way they play the game. And he's probably going to die in prison, unfortunately. I feel sorry for the guy, but that's the way they play the game. They couldn't care less about what's fair and ethical. Doesn't enter into their equation.
We understand that, that's for sure. But is he being a little bit too pessimistic, Wolfgang, or do you think he's onto something here?
Well, on a positive note, there are hundreds of communities out there right now using community currency. And if you just type that into Google, community currency, you'll come up with a whole lot of cities that are actually using community currency right now.
And nothing has happened.
And nothing's happened.
Hmm. Well,
and they're all
there you go.
A lot of them are operating smoothly and efficiently. The biggest example, the most wide known that I know of, is called the Ithaca dollar.
Did you say Ithaca?
Ithaca, New York.
Okay, that's what I thought.
There was a Liberty dollar I've heard of, too.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But now they've had their problems, and we had them on the show, and they've been harassed, and they are fighting back. And but as you are right, we know the money system is the key to the communist, globalist, Zionist revolution, as we know. Both of you gentlemen know that, right?
Yes.
Jim, you know that.
Absolutely.
With an honest money system, an honest monetary system, or any system that competes with theirs, the gig is over. The gig is over.
That's true.
All you got to do to prove your point is go back to what happened to Germany in the 30s when Hitler took them off. He took them out of the International Monetary Fund. Mm-hmm. He took them out of the international banking system. Mm-hmm. He went to a barter system, and immediately the international bankers declared war on him and said, "We must crush him. There will be a war whether he wants one or not."
Absolutely true. They did the same thing to Saddam Hussein, and they're about to do it to Iran.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely right, and that was the real reason for the war. No question about it.
He took them out of the system, and they do not allow anybody to get out of the system. Like a Venezuelan's threatening to get out of the system. They're going to go after him, too, after they finish off Syria and Iran, that is, because anybody that questions the system, they go after. That's the name of the game. They've been doing it over and over again for hundreds of years. It's nothing new.
There's nothing new
except somebody that don't know what isn't new. So,
well, Jim, I thank you for your contributions. Always a stimulating call, and let us see what happens and comes from this. Let's give it a try anyway, and let people do what they will, and then we'll have to meet with the opposition, undoubtedly. But it's a good call. Thank you, Jim, as always. Let's take Kevin in Indiana now. Hello, Kevin. You're on with our buddies. Is this Kevin Franz?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Kevin.
Good evening, sir. Very well, thank you, Brad.
All right. Okay.
And I was thinking, as I'm sitting here listening, that it's probably a pretty good idea, and since I just invented something myself, his information was quite pertinent to me, and I thank you, kind sir. And so, but I would like to bring up something about that I pretty much believe is the only way we're going to win and do it and do the whole thing at one time is...
Okay.
If you can go out to your car, and if you're listening to this radio station, or if you're listening on the internet, however you're listening, if you can't go out to your car right now and get a good clear signal from RBN on somewhere on your dial, you need to set up a micro rebroadcasting FM station. Okay, and that is the only way, because everybody keeps saying that knowledge is power, and it's the only way we're going to win, and we might get on Sirius Radio or whatever, et cetera, et cetera. But it's much more of an impact if somebody in the community does it. It's not beamed down from, you know, a satellite. See, all the subjects that you talk about, you could have a pro and a con, like, to what he's dealing with here. What he's doing is he's creating fiat money again. You know, Ben and the boys didn't go and take any gold to the mint and have it pressed into coins. It's just a line item entry into a computer system now.
All right, we'll talk directly to him, Wolfgang. Wolfgang, go ahead, respond to what Kevin has said.
Well, I love the idea of the micro broadcasting. I ran a pirate FM radio station myself.
Excuse me, may I interrupt you, sir, please?
Sure.
Okay, we do not use the word pirate. Denotes breaking of the law. I am not breaking the law. I do not take advertising, even though my signal crosses the Michigan and Illinois border both. There is no money being made here, so the FCC, which only has jurisdiction over commerce over the airwaves between states. And so this is a micro rebroadcaster, perfectly under the law. I do not take advertising, so there's no money being made, and my signal can go as far as I need to go and still be a gentleman and try and not overrun somebody.
Yes, sir. I understand that.
Thank you.
And that's a breath of fresh air, by the way, not having to listen to commercials, right? Well, I understand now. I mean, he's saying that what you're doing is creating another fiat money system. Is that right?
Right.
So you'll have competing fiat money systems.
That would be correct. I lived for quite a while out in El Dorado County, California, the heart of the mother lode where the gold was discovered, up by Sauter's Mill. And I myself have personally panned hundreds of ounces of gold out of the streams out there. So I know what it takes to get gold out of the streams. I know where gold comes from. In fact, I have quite a pile of gold sitting somewhere right now. But in order to give that into circulation is a whole different story. People don't accept it.
Right. Well, they don't know really what it is.
They don't know anything.
You can't. You picture the bartender in the old movie biting it with his tooth to see what the density is of the material.
Yeah.
Can you see people doing that today?
Yes. I have actually tried to pay some of my bills with gold nuggets.
Yep.
And people look at me like I'm from Mars.
And then they'll turn you in.
He'll say
you're counterfeiting. You're trying to pull a scam.
Thanks for the time, and I wanted to get that out about
Kevin.
Everybody that can do it should be. Oh, and I will say this. You know, RBN recently had a problem, and one of the things that was posted on the internet was dealt with money, and one of the gentlemen was complaining that he had spent like $4,000 in equipment or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? That's a mere pittance. I'm a micro rebroadcaster for 10 years now, and I'm over probably up to $17,000 outlay. And so, you know, that little girly man that was whining about $4,000, you know, get a backbone.
And nowadays, $17,000 isn't very much either, as you know. You can get into tens of thousands very easily when you want to go into heavier broadcasting. So it is expensive. Everything is expensive because primarily of the fact that this system is a devalued system, constantly devalued. So it proves the fraud of the Federal Reserve System. All right, Kevin. Thank you, brother.
Hey, thanks for your comments.
Okay, and Wolfgang is with us here, and we have another call, but we're going to have to take a break. If you'd like to jump on the line, I'd like to keep this going as long as we can, and if we can, we'll do it, okay? It's a very heavy subject. It's very intellectual, as you can hear. It's very technical, but you know what? It's the kind of talk that you'll only hear here, right here on RBNLive.com. Real Talk Radio. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, and we will be back with more calls, 1-800-313-9443. Stay with us.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
And we're talking with Wolfgang here, InYourFace.tv, and we have Jerry, I think, on the line in Connecticut. Are you there, Jerry? Hello? Jerry? He dropped off? Oh, okay. All right. Well, be courageous. Don't be frightened. Jump back on the line. We'll put you on in the next hour. But, Wolfgang, you know, we were just saying, I mean, basically, whether it's one system or another system, the whole point of having a system, right, having a system in place of monetary value and a medium of exchange is that that medium is going to maintain its integrity, right?
That is true.
It's monetary integrity. So what's to stop somebody from setting this up and then selling it off, taking the money, the bonds and so forth, and then setting up a currency that people can start, you know, bartering in and trading in, and all of a sudden the currency becomes diluted? What's to stop that? That would be, really, that would be what the Fed does, isn't it really?
Yeah, that's true. There's really nothing to stop that other than the integrity and the personal veracity of the people running the program in your own local
right.
county.
So come down to the contract society again, right?
Right. And that's the world we live in right now, Rick.
Right.
There's really nothing we can do to change that other than the what Thomas Jefferson said about changing the government with a revolution every couple of years, you know?
I think it was every 20 years or something.
Right.
Yeah, we're long past due for that. I will say that. There's
that's
no
true. I'm locked and loaded as far as that goes when it comes down to that. But right now, the majority of the United States citizens, or American nationals, as some of them want to call themselves, are not ready to do that.
Right, right. I want you to stay with me a little bit longer because I want you to review the websites that people should go to
okay.
and look up so that they can get a better idea, a better handle on this as to how to set up this system, okay,
right.
and the trusts and so forth, all right, and what's
sure.
involved. So we'll do that. But once again, before I do that, for those who are newcomers, and there's a lot of new listeners, people just discover us, you know, every day. Tell us a little bit about what is InYourFace.tv again.
InYourFace.tv is right now, it's an internet-based television station where you can watch virtually right now at this time over 150 different documentaries and videos about different aspects of government conspiracy, corruption, alternative health, etc., etc. And it's all right there. You can watch every single one of them on your web browser, or you can download them to your iPod or your mobile telephone, as a matter of fact, right now.
Wow. How many hits have you taken on the site? I mean, how many people have come on in the, since you've been operating?
Well, we've right now, last count, we're getting about 4,000 hits per day.
Per day?
Per day.
That's pretty darn good, isn't it, huh?
Yes, it is, and it's growing every day. I'm astounded by the amount of, it's like doubling every week.
And how long has it been since you set up InYourFace.tv?
About a year and a half.
Yeah, so you must be getting pretty close to around a million or so.
Yeah, it's getting up there.
Well, that's good, and that certainly doesn't keep, shall we say, keep a comfort zone for the powers that be. And as you proved in Minnesota and the local communities where you've been a thorn in their side with the programs you've done, the cameras that you've used, and going out on the street and really getting people at their most vulnerable moment, these politicians and bureaucrats, and then airing it on your TV show.
Right. I don't know what it is about me, but I have a knack of making people mad.
Good. I like that. All right. We'll be back, Wolfgang. Stay tuned. Jump aboard. 800-313-9443 on this Friday night edition of the program. I'm Rick Adams.